Rice says the first of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the months, for deciding on leap years, and for the separation of new shkolim that were collected for kabbanah. Some add it's also Rosh Hashanah for the renting of houses. We know it's Rosh Hashanah for the months based on the pasuk of Achadish Zalachem Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hulachem Lechadish Hashanah. The pasukim then describe the carbon pesach must be brought during that month, and then says it's Bechadish Ha'oviv, the month where the first produce ripens. This must refer to Nisan, and we see that the Torah refers to it as Rosh Hashanah for the months. I fact, maybe the pasuk refers to Iyar, since the produce becomes ripe then as well. The Mar says the pasuk says it's the first, it's the month where the first produce ripens. That's Nisan. I made the pasuk refers to Adar. Some of the produce starts already ripening in Adar. The Mar says the pasuk refers to the month where the majority of the first produce ripens, which is Nisan. In fact, the pasuk doesn't say anything about the majority. So how do you know it refers to that? Rav Chisda says we learn from another pasuk. The pasuk says on the 15th day of the 7th month when you gather your crops. Now the month of gathering is Tishrei, and it's referred to as the 7th month. It must be Nisan's the first month. I maybe refers to Cheshvan, the 7th month, and the pasuk refers to it as the 7th because it's the 7th month from Iyar, meaning that Iyar is the first of the month. Mar says gathering the crops is not done in Cheshvan. Maybe refers to El, affecting Mar, and it's referred to the 7th month from Adar. Maybe Avdar is the first of the month because there is some gathering done in El. Mar says the pasuk is referring to the month where the majority of the gathering happens, which is done in Tishrei. Affecting Mar, the pasuk doesn't say anything about the majority. Ravina says we don't see this in the Torah, but we see it from the Neviim. The pasuk there says on the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shvat. Obviously, then Nisan must be the first month. Rabbi Ula says we see it from Megillas Esther, where the pasuk says the 10th month, which is the which is the month of Tevis. Rav Kana says we see it from a pasuk that says the 9th month, which is Kislev. Rav Achab Yaakov says we see it from another pasuk in Megillah, where the Megillas Esther, where the pasuk says the 3rd month, which is the month of Sivan. Rav Ashi says we see it from the pasuk in Megillas Esther that says the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Or we can say from earlier in the pasuk says the 1st month, the month of Nisan. In fact, this last pasuk seems to be most explicit, so why don't everyone use that pasuk, the 1st month, the month of Nisan? Rav says the pasuk may mean it's the 1st month to the occurrence that took place, but maybe not the 1st month of the year. Why doesn't our Mishnah mention that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the months? Mar says our Mishnah is only dealing with matters that apply for the year, not for the months. We said Ula Iburin for the leap years. Fekmar Brisa says that the decision to make a leap year may not be made until after Rosh Hashanah. So how can we say that how could the Brisa say that it's done in Nisan? Rav Nachman Yitzchak said the Brisa meant that the decision to add a second Adar can be made until the beginning of Nisan. Others say that you can only do it until Purim. Fekmar, why did some say it can only be done until Purim? Mar says since people are busy learning the halachas of Pesach 30 days prior to Pesach, if during that time we would add another Adar, it may lead people to keeping Pesach a month early, because they would doubt that the messengers who were sent to tell them that this is the second Adar has been added really whether they're true or not, and therefore they would come out eating chametz on what is truly Pesach. The Tanakhama is not concerned for this because he says people realize that the calculation involved with the decision may not be done until the end of Adar, and therefore they'll accept the messengers. But the others are afraid of that. Zaktamar, our Mishnah did not list this as Rosh Hashanah for Nisan, because our Mishnah deals with things in which Nisan is the beginning, not the end. Over here, we're talking about the end of time to add another Adar, and that's why we don't mention it. We said in the Brayis of the Trumas Shkolim, Rabbi Yoshiya explains the pasuk teaches that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for this purpose. The pasuk says, "Zois oilas chayyid b'chad shelachad shehashanah." The Torah is teaching that new korbanos must come for the new collection through Gzeirah Shava. On the word Shana, we learn that there's a first for Nisan, where the pasuk says, "Rishon hulachem lachad shehashanah." Maybe the Gzeirah Shava we should use from Tishrei, based on the pasuk that says, "Meirashis hashanah." Where it says we learn one instance of Shana stated together with reference to months. That say Chodesh, from another instance, meaning a Nisan, rather than from Tishrei, where it just says Shana, Bereishis HaShana doesn't say anything about Chodoshim. Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, the Kabbanah Sibir brought on from the first of Nisan should be brought from the newly collected Shkolim. If it's brought from the old ones, he's Yoitzeh, but he has not done the mitzvah in the ideal fashion. A Brice says this as well, and then adds, if a carbon Sibir was purchased with the money of an individual, it's valid as long as he fully gives it over to the Sibir. Where it says we would think that we have to be concerned that he's not giving it over fully, and therefore we shouldn't allow it. Bryce says therefore teaches that we can. Why didn't our Mishnah mention this as being another way in which Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah? Where it says since it's not an absolute rule, meaning because if he brings the old money, he's Yoitzah, the Mishnah didn't mention it. Bryce said, "V'yesh oimim aflas chiras batim." Bryce says, if someone rents a house for a year, it's a 12-month term. If the house was rented for this year, even if the lease was entered into on the 1st of Adar, the term ends on the 1st of Nisan. But even according to the view that one day of a year is considered to be a whole year, when it comes to renting a house, the term has to be for at least 30 days, because someone wouldn't go through the whole bother of renting a house for less than 30 days. Maybe we say that the year ends on the 1st of Tishrei. Bryce says, a person typically rents a house for the entire winter, and therefore he wouldn't have a lease end on Tishrei when he's first going into the winter. The Tanakam of the Bryce and the Tanah of our Mishnah, who don't say that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for renting houses, holds that Nisan also has rain, and therefore one would not end the lease term then either. If so, the Rosh Hashanah would therefore possibly be Tishrei. Mishnah said, "Be'echad be'elu Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema." Zakhtamar, this part of the Mishnah follows Reb Meir, who says this in another Mishnah. The part of the Mishnah that says that Nisan Rosh Hashanah for Yom Tovim follows Reb Shimon, who says that Yom Tovim need to pass an order for one to be over Balti Acher. Zakhtamar, the Mishnah says that Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon say that Rosh Hashanah for animal Meiser is Tishrei. Based on this, the beginning and end follow Reb Shimon, and the middle follows Reb Meir. Reb Yosef said the Mishnah follows Rebbe, who holds like Reb Meir regarding animal Meiser, and like Reb Shimon regarding Yom Tovim. Zakhtamar, if so, there are five Rosh Hashanahs, because the first of El is also considered Rosh Hashanah, not just four. Rav said, according to everybody, there are only four. Reb Meir doesn't hold the Rosh Hashanah of the Yom Tovim, and Reb Shimon doesn't hold of El as being Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, there's only four. Nachum Yisrael said the Mishnah means that there are 4 months that contain Rosh Hashanahs, although there may be more than one Rosh Hashanah in each of those months. Rice says the 16th of Nisan Rosh Hashanah for the Omer, the 6th of Sivan Rosh Hashanah for Shtei Alechem. According to Rava, there should be a total of 6 Rosh Hashanahs, and according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, should be 5. Rav Papa said the Mishnah only lists the ones that begin at night. These two begin by day, and therefore they're not listed. Fekhmer, the Isser Bal Tiach only begins by day, yet the Mishnah discusses Rosh Hashanah for the Yom Tovim, which is meant for application of the Isser Bal Tiach. But it says, since he was chayav to bring the carbon earlier, the Isser Bal Tiach actually would begin at night. Fekhmer, the more the Mishnah mentions Rosh Hashanah for Yovel, even though that doesn't take effect at night. But it says the Mishnah follows Rav Shmuel Ben Shmuel Rechem and who says that Yovel takes effect at the onset of Rosh Hashanah, so even at night. Rav Shisha Beredi of Edi said, our Mishnah only mentions things that happen on their own, not like the Omer and Shtei Alechem, which have to be brought by people. Frek, the Isser Bal Tiach doesn't take effect until the morning Tamid is brought, and yet you have to do something, and yet it's referenced in our Mishnah. The Mar says, Bal Tiach takes effect as soon as Yom Tov begins. Frek, the Mar, Yovel only takes effect with the blowing of the Shofar, so someone has to do something, and yet it's mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mar says, the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishmael Brechim and Breiko, who says that Yovel takes effect as soon as the onset of Rosh Hashanah automatically. Rav Ashi said, the Mishnah only mentions Rosh Hashanahs that fall on the first of the month, not the Omer and Shtei Alechem, which are on the 16th and 6th, respectively. In fact, that means the Mishnah is following Beis Shammai, who said Rosh Hashanah for the trees is on the first of Shvat. It says the Mishnah means that there are 3 Rosh Hashanahs that are on the first of the month, according to everybody. And there's one more, that's Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel.